Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you for joining us on the radio. We're watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney and delighted to be able to celebrate Holy Mass here from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, and for your Sunday obligation. Redeem me, O Lord, and have mercy on me. My foot stands on level ground. I will bless the Lord in the assembly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. Let us humbly ask the Lord's mercy and pardon as we call to mind our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault, therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who have taught us to chasten our bodies for the healing of our souls, enable us, we pray, to abstain from all sins and strengthen our hearts to carry out your loving commands. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. Lord, great and awesome God, you who keep your merciful covenant toward those who love you and observe your commandments, we have sinned, been wicked, and done evil. We have rebelled and departed from your commandments and your laws. We have not obeyed your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, our fathers, and all the people of the land. Justice, O Lord, is on your side. We are shamefaced even to this day. We, the men of Judah, the residents of Jerusalem, and all Israel, near and far, in all the countries to which you have scattered them because of their treachery toward you. O Lord, we are shamefaced, like our kings, our princes, and our fathers, for having sinned against you. But yours, O Lord our God, are compassion and forgiveness. Yet we rebelled against you and paid no heed to your command, O Lord our God, to live by the law you gave us through your servants, the prophets. The word of the Lord. Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins. Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins. Remember not against us the iniquities of the past. May your compassion quickly come to us, for we are brought very low. Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins. Help us, O God, our Savior, because of the glory of your name. Deliver us and pardon our sins for your name's sake. Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins. Let the prisoners sighing come before you. With your great power, free those doomed to death. Then we, your people, and the sheep of your pasture, will give thanks to you forever. Through all generations, we will declare your praise. Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins. Cleanse my heart and my lips, Almighty God, that I may worthily proclaim your holy gospel. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. You have the words of everlasting life. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. For the words of the Gospel, may our sins be wiped away. Well, one of the hallmarks of the Lenten season really is the examination of our conscience. It's a moment, a time in which we ask the Lord's mercy and forgiveness. Many reconciliation services are held in parish churches, and priests come to hear confessions and such. And so that's one of the things we do during the season of Lent. And as we gather today for the celebration of this Mass, we paused at the very beginning. We called to mind some of our sins. We're asking the Lord for his mercy and his forgiveness. We see today, or we hear today in the book of the prophet Daniel, what he says to the Lord God. So it begins as a prayer. He addresses God, "Lord, great and awesome God, you who keep your merciful covenant." And then he goes on to say, "We have sinned, been wicked, and done evil. We have rebelled and departed from your commandments and your laws." And so there's this acknowledgement, this awareness that I have sinned, that we have been wicked, that I have done evil. And that's why at the beginning of every Mass, we call to mind our sins so that we can all the more worthily and all the more well celebrate at the Mass and receive the Lord in Holy Communion. So by this acknowledgement that we are a sinner, well, then we responded today in our psalm, "Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins." We can maybe think about the course of our entire life and maybe certain sins that maybe we're ashamed of. And so we pleaded today, "Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins." We realize that those sins are in the past, and now here we are trying to live a more upright, a more holy, a more good life pleasing to the Lord. And so even though at the end of our life, of course, we'll give an account for our sins, before we enter the eternal kingdom of heaven, we'll be purified of our sins through purgatory. The Lord will deal with us in a certain way, but we ask him to look with us with great mercy and with great kindness, that we know that we deserve so much more, so much more that he is going to take it away, that the penalty that maybe we incur is much greater than maybe what we will owe or pay. And so the Lord will not deal with us according to our sins, because sometimes the sins of our life might bring about condemnation or damnation. But through the Lord's mercy, through confession, we are strengthened by him. I think that our opening prayer today at Mass was very beautiful and bears repeating and really hits at this theme today that I've taken with the homily. It says, "O God, who have taught us to chasten our bodies for the healing of our souls, enable us, we pray, to abstain from all sins and strengthen our hearts to carry out your loving commands." So that's a very beautiful prayer. So you've taught us to chasten our bodies. So our acts of penance, our acts of self-denial, these are ways that we are chastening ourselves. For the healing of our souls, well, we think about how our soul is healed. How is it healed? For the wickedness and for the evil, for the sins that we've committed. Again, through reconciliation, through absolution in the sacrament. It's also healed. Our soul is healed today as we receive the Holy Eucharist. Lord, I'm not worthy for you to enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. So we experience healing in that way. And these other acts of penance bring about the healing of our souls as well. Enable us, we pray, to abstain from all sins. So we're aware of the bigger sins of our life, especially those of the Ten Commandments. And maybe we're able to say, well, I've not murdered anyone. I've not committed adultery. I've not, done this or that, the greater sins of our life. So maybe we're able to say that. But we also look at those little sins of our life, the small sins. And so we're asking that we might abstain from all sins, that we might, when confronted with temptation, that we might turn away, that we might be strengthened by God. And then we prayed, strengthen our hearts to carry out your loving commands. So we do need that strength during these Lenten days to do these very things. That strength comes to us from on high. It comes to us from Almighty God. And as our hearts are strengthened, well, we'll carry out the loving commands of God. I'm mindful of Matthew 25, where Jesus says, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, give drink to the thirsty, visit the sick and the imprisoned, and so forth and so on. Well, these are some of the loving commands of the Lord Jesus that we're asking strength to carry out. So during this Lenten season, we have our prayer, we have our penance, and that would be our almsgiving, our response to the loving commands of Jesus. Today, we ask the Lord to give us a deeper awareness of our sins so that we might confess them. And then we'll ask him to not deal with us according to our sins, but to truly show us his mercy today and forever. Let us now unite our hearts in prayer with all believers throughout the world. We pray for our Holy Father and for all bishops and priests, for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life and sacramental marriage. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayer. For members of the church, that we may continue to grow in holiness throughout Lent and to strive toward forgiveness and mercy in our own lives. We pray to the Lord. For those suffering from foreign aggression in Ukraine, that they may find safety and assistance from people of goodwill throughout the world, we pray to the Lord. For strong marriages, that Christians will witness the beauty and truth of God's plan for families and for all of humanity, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Catherine McGlade, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. And for our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, for all of our intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
O Lord our God, we approach you with great confidence, knowing that you listen to the prayers of your holy people. And so now hear us as we lift up and raise our voices to you in prayer for the world and the church, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine, and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, in mere sacrifice in your sight this day. Be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept this sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Accept in your goodness these our prayers, O Lord, and set free from worldly attractions those you allow to serve the heavenly mysteries, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you will that our self-denial should give you thanks, humble our sinful pride, contribute to the feeding of the poor, and so help us to imitate you in your kindness. And so we glorify you with countless angels, and with one voice of praise we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes
in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life. May praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." Look not in our sins, but in the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Merciful as your Father is merciful, says the Lord. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Thank you. us pray. May this communion, O Lord, cleanse us of wrongdoing and make us heirs to the joy of heaven through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us for the Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central. And also join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing. Confirm the hearts of your faithful, O Lord, we pray, and strengthen them by the power of your grace, that they may be constant in making supplication to you and sincere in love for one another. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God,
cast into hell
Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. O Lady of good health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in time of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I invite you to join me in singing 40 Days and 40 Nights, number 526. 40 days and 40 nights you were fasting in the wild. 40 days and 40 nights, tempted and yet undefiled. Shall not we thy sorrow share, and from worldly joys abstain? Fasting with unceasing prayer, glad with thee to suffer.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.